devastating news to have this weekend. The three young fellas lost their lives in such tragic circumstances. And first and foremost, our thoughts are with the families and condolences to them. And also, our prayers are with those that are still in the hospital, waiting on treatment, etc. And hopefully that they make a full recovery. But devastating news for everybody in the locality because, as you know, Donegal and Derry, such close-knit communities, and news like this just puts a numbness in everybody, and like our hearts are with all of the families. And also on that, I want to pay tribute to the emergency services that are called out in these circumstances, and they don't know what they're going to see or what they're going to face, and it must be very difficult for them. So like, a big thank you to them for the work that they do on a daily basis.
Yeah, indeed, and the clergy as well, who often attend these scenes in very difficult circumstances. This is not in any way to predetermine the outcome or cause, and there's never an easy time, unfortunately, in our county to talk about road safety because, unfortunately, we see so many collisions and serious injury. And in fact, even on Sunday, there was a further collision in the south of the county as well. Thankfully, no one seriously injured in that. I did hear calls coming from Sligo County Council for the government to treat, from someone within the council, to treat the situation on our roads. I can't remember the exact phraseology, but it was effectively as a crisis to sort of get a team together and say, is there anything we can be doing now and treat it as the significant issue that it is to try and prevent the full extent of deaths that we might see over the course of this year. Do you think that that's maybe something that we should look at, a national working group to focus specifically on what short and medium term measures could be introduced?
Yeah, we are always looking at different ideas to try and make our roads safer. And all of the elected members within Donegal are steady on to council officials to get more ramps, etc., in areas. Because it seems to be the only thing that works to slow traffic down is the physical is a physical ramp on the road. And I know most of these accidents are on national roads, and we are educating or trying to educate people as many as possible. And we do have presentations, etc., been made by a lot of people in relation to the safety of our roads. And it's just we just have to keep harping on about it, you know.
I think, just as it relates to these two locations of these collisions, and again, this is not in any way to be insensitive or predetermine any Garda forensic investigation or what have you, but both areas would be areas where the public have concern about the road layout or the behaviour or how traffic is controlled in these areas. I mean, the TEI would have responsibility, at least in one of these locations. It just seems to be that the motorists and the people on the ground sort of recognise where the problems are, potentially, and I'm speaking generally here, but it takes so long to get changes implemented. Like, say, I won't go into specifics, but do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, we know these hotspots
around the county.
Go ahead, Paul.
I do. And whenever we put this to the TIA and people that are in road design offices, et cetera, they still give us the stat, you know, and say, well, we have had one accident and you have 300 or 3,000 or 4,000 cars using that road every day, and they don't have an accident. So that's the stats that they keep throwing back at us, even though we keep saying, like, we need to look at this and we need to look at that. And we just have to keep the pressure on all the time to try and make it more safe for people to use, because there is a lot of fatalities in Donegal for some reason, and we just have to look at it. And I know the vehicles are getting much quicker, and the distractions are becoming more and more evident with phones and with everything that's attached to a car now, it takes people's concentration to a different place.
Yeah, and I
so there's a lot of things that goes on that needs to be looked at.
100%, and I do understand what you're saying, and you're quite right. There are three elements, really, to safety on the road. There's driver behaviour, there's the condition of the vehicle, and third, and really quite importantly, is the condition or the layout or the setup of the roads. And we often focus on the first two, we're speaking generally now, and not as much on the third, if you know what I mean. It just seems that the first two are what we always hear about, and quite rightly, and we should continue to do so. But then when you start talking about what can often be the third contributing factor, i.e. the condition of the road, the set speed limits, enforcement, and what have you, it kind of all of a sudden we end up going back to the first two, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. And we have looked at situations where we see, whenever you go down the country, where you see a stretch of road that has been monitored through the speed camera. We have a speed camera located in between Manor Conyngham, Newton Conyngham, and it does its job for 100 metres. When you go down the country, they have a starting point and a finishing point that does a speed limit for maybe 10 or 20 miles,
where they do
the average speed. And that seems to be something that we need to look at. So
well,
if you have an average speed,
it wouldn't be complicated. Exactly. So you could have, you know, and people, you see, this is when we get into a space where next thing you know, motorists start going, I'm interested in road safety, but at the end of the day, we have to do all we can. So if you had an average speed camera from Ballybofey to Donegal Town, from Ballybofey to Letterkenny,
yes,
from Letterkenny to Lifford, from Letterkenny to Bridgend, for an example, you know, and then if you use Letterkenny to Dunfanaghy or wherever, you know, in fairness to the local authority members, all for the couple of days last week and even into this week, like, you guys are coming up with suggestions. You're saying, look, the traffic through Kilmacrenan is crazy. We need to do something about it. So we as the public need to understand, as much as you can do, the local authority members are sort of trying to bring it up. You know, and as I say, we've carried it extensively over the last 5 or 6 days. But it stops there for some reason. You know, the local authority members who speak on behalf of the public, I think we can say, right, their calls, their common sense suggestions fall on deaf ears, and yet we're left then to pick up the pieces when there's these inevitable tragedies.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what we come up against all the time, no matter what the subject is, and that's where we just have to keep, as the man says, keep at it.
Mm.
But we are looking at a lot of different avenues, and that is one of the avenues that they are looking at. But it takes a lot of time at times, and you wonder, nationally, why it takes so long. But we do need to look at this slowing down the speed on the roads, because that's, at the end of the day, the vehicles are travelling far too fast, and it is some of those vehicles, the dangers that they create a lot of the time with the speed is just phenomenal. So I think we do need to take a serious look at ourselves and see what we need to do to make our roads safer.